Christian. In the name of Jesus. We know you are coming soon. And your coming is just at hand. We pray that when you come in the rapture, we will not be left behind. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Revelation chapter 20. I want to handle a topic I titled The Age of Regeneration. Say it out loud and clear. Say it out loud and clear. I can't hear you. The Age of Regeneration. Chapter 20 from verse 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. Shout hallelujah. Now you see the devil, a lot of you go about lifting up. You know, there are sometimes you lift the devil unconsciously, you don't know. You place him in a position that does not belong to him. You talk to him, you talk about devil all the time. Ha! This devil has power. This devil has done this. This devil did that. Instead of you talk more about Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus had no time for the devil when he came to the world. He had no time. How many times did you hear him talking about Satan? He kept on preaching the good news of the kingdom. Can you shout hallelujah? Because the devil is falling, never to rise again. Can you shout amen to that? I said the devil is falling, never to rise again. The devil can never repent because there is nothing in him that can cry up to God. Shout hallelujah. You know, in those days I'll be thinking, I say, ah God, what if the devil decide to repent today? I say, Father, forgive me. I will not do it again. Can it ever happen? It can never happen because what is written is written. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth will pass away. Not even a jot nor a tittle of God's word will go without being fulfilled. The judgment of Satan has been written. It is written. Can you shout amen to that? There is nothing in the devil that can repent. You bind him here, he goes there. He moves to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Shout hallelujah. Just an angel. Hallelujah. Go back to Revelation chapter 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven. How many angels? Somebody shout one angel. One angel. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon. Shout hallelujah. Just one angel. Somebody say, Satan, get lost. I can't hear you. Say, Satan, get lost. Just one angel came down from heaven and laid hold on the dragon and dragged him by his tail. Hallelujah. And threw him into the bottomless pit. One angel. One angel. And don't forget, you are greater than angels. Hallelujah. Because angels are ministry spirits set forth to do what? To minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. They are sent forth to do what? To minister to us. They are sent forth to serve us. That is why just one minister can have as many as 2,000 angels following him. Hallelujah. You don't know. When a minister is moving, there are angels following him all about. Shout hallelujah. Because the regenerated man is higher than an angel by virtue of his redemption. You don't know who you are. God has made man a little lower than himself. The difference between you and God is not much. Psalm chapter 8, we saw it last week. Why are demons still coming to press your neck at night?
Why is the devil still sitting on your success?
I made a covenant with God, and I will see it come to pass. Shout amen. That as long as I live, I will mess up the devil. Hallelujah. I will mess him up. He's already messed up. Shout hallelujah. And there is nothing he can do about it. Because by virtue of my redemption, I am far higher. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ, far above principalities and powers. Somebody shout far above. Shout it loud and clear. Far above principalities and powers. The devil you have been talking, shouting, clamoring about, see, just one angel laid hold on the dragon. The Bible says on that day, people will look at him and say, is this the man that made the earth to tremble? Is this the man that made the earth to tremble? Once again, say, Satan, get lost. Shout hallelujah. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent is indeed an old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. There is a place called the bottomless pit. And the bottomless pit is a prison. Hallelujah. It is what? A prison where fallen angels are kept. As I speak to you, right from the day of Noah, some angels have been bound in chain, and they are here in the bottomless pit. Lock up! The bottomless pit is called Abyss. Somebody shout Abyss. Somebody shout Abyss. As I speak to you, Abyss is shut up. So you have to change your prayer point. Some of you, when you are praying, I cast you into the Abyss. I cast you into the Abyss. Abyss has not been opened. It's still shut. Some angels are kept in chain right now in Abyss. The time is going to come when that mighty angel will descend from heaven and lay hold on the dragon and throw him into Abyss, so that he will not deceive the world anymore. This 1,000 years is the age of regeneration. Because there cannot be two kings on earth at the same time. Right now, as I speak to you, the devil is the god of the world. Shout hallelujah. But a time is going to come that his rulership over the earth will expire. And he will be bound into the bottomless pit. And Jesus will come and reign on this same earth for a period of how many years? 1,000 years. Known as a new millennium. You will be there. I said you will be there. In the name of Jesus Christ. Turn your Bibles with me. I want to establish a point. I told you that Abyss is a prison where fallen angels are kept. As I speak to you, some fallen angels are still there right now in chains. That was why before a fallen angel is cast into Abyss, that angel must be bound in chain. Hallelujah. Go to 2 Peter chapter 2. Shout amen. 2 Peter chapter 2. Turn your Bibles. Everybody, turn your Bibles. This is Bible study. 2 Peter chapter 2 from verse 4. Are you there? For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness. Somebody shout chains of darkness. To be reserved unto judgment. So as I speak to you, some angels are in chains of darkness right now. Go to Jude verse 6. Jude verse 6. Jude is the last book before Revelation. Jude verse 6. Jude has just one chapter. Verse 6. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he had reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Hallelujah. So these are the angels who are still in Hades right now. So it is time for the devil right now to join them. Shout amen. and you saw an angel coming down from heaven with a mighty chain to chain him and throw him there too. Unto the day of judgment, the final day of judgment. Before that day of judgment comes, there has to be a 1,000-year reign of Christ on the earth. Shout hallelujah. I want to hear that, your hallelujah. Shout it like a thunder. Satan, the world's great archangel, Lucifer, the great falling star, who was given the key to the bottomless pit, will now be dealt with. He had opened the pit, the abode of fallen angels, and let hell loose on earth, so to speak. But now another angel has the key of the bottomless pit and is holding a great chain in his hand. So with a great chain in his hand, the angel overpowers that serpent and casts him into the bottomless pit. Then he shut the pit and put a seal over Satan to keep him from deceiving the nations of the world. Hallelujah. During the 1,000 years reign of Christ. And after that, Satan will be set free for a short time to fulfill God's purpose for him. Shout amen. I want you to know that God has a purpose for the devil. There is nothing God do that is by mistake. Everything that is happening right now on earth has been predetermined before the foundation of the world. Shout amen. Whatever is happening in your life is not taking God unawares. If you believe the doctrine of predestination, my brothers and my sisters, you will not be moved. You will not be disturbed. You will not be troubled. Because all things, the Bible says, work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. Can you shout amen to that? Beat your chest and say, I refuse to be moved. Say it well, I refuse to be moved. Tell yourself it's a matter of time. Soon everything will be over. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Shout amen. So this is the age of regeneration that will span through a period of 1,000 years. Jesus spoke about it. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Matthew chapter 19. The book of Matthew, everybody turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew. Turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew. This is Bible study. Shout amen. If you are not opening your Bible, it means you have become familiar with the word of God. I know what it means. God will not be happy with you. You think you know it all and you don't know anything. Matthew chapter 19. Shout amen. Matthew chapter 19 from verse 23. If you are there, shout hallelujah. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. 27. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? That is the question on the mind of so many Christians right now, listening to the sound of my voice. Lord, we have left all and we have followed thee. What is our reward? What is our profit? What is our gain? Listen to me. God cannot use anybody and dump him. The Bible says, and thou shalt serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your water, and he will bless your bread. Man can use you and forget you. Man can use you and dump you. But when you give your heart to God, when you serve God, when you give your totality to God, God will reward you. Can you shout amen to that? Not just in heaven, the reward will begin from earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But for every seed you sow, for every seed you plant, there is a planting time and there is a time for harvest. Hallelujah. All you need to do is to be patient, because very soon you will reap your reward. Shout hallelujah to that. Jesus saw Peter and said, follow me and I will make you a fisher of men. Peter left his fishing career and followed Jesus. Hallelujah. I heard of a man of God who came out with first class in the university. When the calling of God was too much in his life,
When he discovered that all is vanity upon vanity, he took his first class certificate and tore it to pieces. I said, go to hell. For all is vanity upon vanity. Somebody tore first class certificates. I'm not saying you should go home and begin to tear your certificates. Hallelujah. Because some of you now, you are angry. When I get home, I will tear it. No. God deals with us in different ways and in different measure, different degree. Hallelujah. He had a dealing from God. And he tore it up. But there are some people here who have vowed to stop serving God because they did not get admission to school. Peter said, we have left all, we have followed thee. He left his fishing career. He left everything he was doing. Not him alone. So many of them. They followed the master. Paul the apostle. Hallelujah. He was a doctor of doctors. He said he was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. Hallelujah. He was learned in the legal profession of his day. He knew the Old Testament cover to cover. Hallelujah. But he said, I count everything as dung. Hallelujah. For the excellency of the name of Christ. Shout amen. Men have done things for God. Whatever you are going through today, people have gone through it. And that is what the Bible is giving to us as an example. So that we can read, we can study, and see how they overcame, so that we too can overcome. Shout amen. Let's see the response of Jesus. Master, we have left all and we have followed thee. What is our reward? He was beginning to complain. What verse are we now? Verse 28. And Jesus answered them. Verily, he didn't just answer Peter. It was Peter that made that statement. But he knew that the same thing is in the heart of every one of them. Every one of them was complaining. Only Peter had the guts to pour out his complaint. And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that have forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my name's sake, shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. What have you forsaken for the name of Christ? A lot of you, your parents have abandoned you. I was discussing with a sister, and she said to me, my people abandoned me. I went to my uncle drove me away, asking me to come to, you know, one church rather. I don't want to mention name this time around. Shout hallelujah. And the faith that church is standing for is contrary to what the scripture preaches. And that is the only condition. This man has everything to make life good for her. But as I speak to you, she is still looking for a place to lay her head. Hallelujah. And there are a lot of you here going to one or two situations. All because you have decided within yourself to serve God. I want you to know that life is short on earth. Hallelujah. Life is very short. One of these days, it will be over. It will be over. And your day of reward is going to come. Imagine yourself reigning and ruling with Christ for 1,000 years on earth. 1,000 years, not 1,000 years of struggling. 1,000 years of prosperity and abundance. And don't think the earth that will exist in the age of regeneration will be the same earth upon which we are right now. The earth would have been transformed and renewed. Because during the day of the Lord, I told you that for the first 75 days, which is the day of the Lord, God is going to use it to do what? To purify and cleanse the earth. The earth will return to normal condition as it was in the Garden of Eden. Can you shout amen? The earth will be fully restored back to its original glory. So don't think you will see Molue, jamming people. You see people running after Molue to go to work. No, all those kind of life would have been gone. Shout hallelujah. You don't need to sweat and labor anymore. Because God had to across the earth. Man was not supposed to walk the way we are struggling going to the office. 4 o'clock, go to Ijesha at 4 o'clock. You see people struggling to enter vehicle to go to work. People are struggling. It was as a result of the curse. God caused the earth as a result of that sin that Eve committed and Adam identified with it. That with the sweat of your face you will feed. And God caused the ground. Man had to till the ground to eat. Hallelujah. But in the regeneration, it is going to be reversed. Shout amen. I said it is going to be reversed. The Bible says the lion and goat will sleep together. Now bring a lion and a goat together. What will happen? What will happen? Hallelujah. But in the regeneration, they will sleep together. A baby will pick up snake and be playing with snake. Nothing will happen. Because the curse would have been gone. Once again, I pray for you. You will be found in the regeneration. I said you will be found in the regeneration. And I will not be left behind too. Shout hallelujah. Let's go on. Verse 4. Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. Revelation chapter 20. If you can own one of these fans for me, I'll be very grateful. God bless you. 20 from verse 4.
And I saw thrones.
Somebody shout thrones.
And they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
Shout amen. I told you that the fully virgins will be resurrected. How many of you know that? I told you. The fully virgins will be resurrected. They will join us in the new millennium. But there is a privilege we are going to enjoy that they will not enjoy. And that is the privilege of going to heaven. Hallelujah. Going to heaven in the marriage supper of the Lamb. They will never step there. You can see the privilege you have as the wife of Christ, the bride of Christ. The 7 years of the great grand marriage supper of the Lamb will be going on up there in the Father's kingdom. But the fully virgins will be here going through their purging time. Tell the person next to you, be patient. Don't worry. You will testify. Shout hallelujah.
And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus.
He saw thrones, and they sat upon them. Who are those that sat upon this throne? He didn't say just one throne. He said, and I saw thrones. Who can tell me? Oh, our sisters are learning. Sisters, clap for yourself. Hallelujah.
The bride of Christ. They are going to sit to reign with Christ on thrones.
Shout hallelujah. And they sat on them. The Bible says we are going to judge the world. In the early church, there were some brethren who had one or two problems, and they took the case to the court of law. And Apostle Paul, the first messenger to the church, it became annoyed. He said, why? Brother with brother, you know, when there's an offense, we take his own fellow brother to the court of law before the unbelievers to be judged. Can't you settle a little matter among yourself as brethren? Don't you know that you will judge the world?
Paul spoke by revelation, and God showed it to John. I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given. Throne is a position of authority. Go to Revelation chapter 3 from verse 21. The book of Revelation. God is faithful. Can you say amen to that? I say God is faithful. Say amen to that.
God will always keep his part of the promise. It is man that always has problem. Man is always unstable. But as for God, whatever he has said must come to pass. Verse 3. Chapter 3, from verse 21. Are you there? If you are there, shout amen to the Lord.
To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne.
Shout hallelujah to that.
Even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. In verse 3, the promise was made. And in chapter 3, rather, the promise was made. And in chapter 20, we see the fulfillment of the promise. He saw thrones and they sat on them. Hallelujah. Shout amen to that. Listen. Notice closely that this is the beginning of the setting up of the millennial reign of Christ on earth, which will eventually lead to the holy city, New Jerusalem. We are going to begin a series on the holy city, New Jerusalem, by next week. It is something you are not supposed to miss. The holy city, New Jerusalem. A lot of you think, it's a literal city. God is building a mansion right now. He's laying up blocks and cement and everything. We are going to see what that means. Hallelujah. You and I are that city. Can you shout amen to that? And God is coming to dwell in his city. He's coming to dwell in us. The Bible says, ye are God's habitation. Your body is the temple of the living God. Can you shout amen to that? You are going to have a perfect understanding when we start that series by next week. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
After Satan is chained up, Christ will set up thrones on earth. Not in heaven. Listen, the thrones will be set where?
On earth here. Not in heaven, on earth. Because this earth would have been purified and polished.
John saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. The thrones speak of positions of authority.
Shout hallelujah. Can you shout hallelujah? Praise God.
Those who shall sit on the thrones and be given judgment will be the raptured saints, the bride wife of Christ Jesus of every age. They are the chosen group of the church of the firstborn. Because they are overcomers and are faithful to the word which they have received in their respective ages, they are given the authority to act as judges and pass sentence. They will rule with Christ and share the honor with him, as indicated by the word of Jesus Christ.
I'm going to read some scriptures, but let me explain that.
Now, God gave to the Gentiles how many thousand years?
Can you shout it loud and clear? 2,000 years. Because very soon it's going to go back to the children of Israel. And the 2,000 years is further broken down. Listen, if you are hearing this for the first time, it's further broken down into how many church ages? 7 church ages. And each of this age, there is a star messenger.
Hallelujah.
The first one is what? Apostle Paul. And the last one is what? William Marion Braham.
In every of this age, we have, in every of these ages, we have what? We have the bride of Christ in their various quantity and measure.
Shout hallelujah.
We have faithful souls, faithful Christians who have made up their mind to serve God.
Hallelujah.
Now, in all of these ages, we have overcomers. So when the rapture takes place, these are the ones that will, you know, resurrect. A lot of them have died and gone.
We are going to look at it further at the resurrection.
They will resurrect. They are the ones John saw sitting upon thrones, not just Christians of this final and seventh church age. Shout amen.
Can you shout hallelujah to that? Turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew. Okay, Luke chapter 19. There's something I need to stress here. Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. A lot of people come to Bible study very late. A lot of people don't even bother to come to Bible study, and it's not a good attitude. I was coming to church this morning, and I saw a particular church. This church starts... They start their Bible study at as early as 7 o'clock. I peeped to see those inside. the place was already filled with people. At 7, the church was already filled for their Sunday school. And you that claim to have the true revelation of God's word, our Sunday school starts when? 9 o'clock. It is time for this attitude of lethargy to leave us. Shout amen. Taking the word of God for granted. It is not good. It is not good. 4 o'clock, wake up and go to the bus stop. You will see people rushing to their offices. But God is greater than your boss. That your boss is just a mortal man. You fear him more than God. God is going to help us in Jesus' name. Shout hallelujah. Are you there? Luke chapter 19. Let's read verse 12. And he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them £10 and said unto them, occupy till I come. The £10 there speak of the talent every one of you have. There is nobody in this place listening to the sound of my voice that is without a talent. Hallelujah. Some have been given 5, some have been given 1, some have been given 2. Amen. You have a talent, you have a gift, you have a deposit of God inside of you. And you are expected to use that talent for the propagation of the kingdom of God. And I challenge everybody seated down here. You have something to do in God's house and you are not doing it. God is going to rebuke you on that day. We have legal practitioners in the house. We have those who work in media houses in the house. We have a lot of learned people, learned colleagues, you know, who work in court in the house. We have artists who can draw. Why not use your talent for God? And give us wonderful displays around this place. Amen. The church can support you. Come with your vision. We need some powerful diagrams. We have to pay a lot to get this. I think Brother Jonathan told me about 100 and something thousand was paid to do this. And you have your talent. God has called. When I was in my denomination, those who are artists, they used to have their meeting separate. If you know you can draw, they meet in the headquarters church. That's why some of their, you know, literatures and magazines, you see all kind of artistic designs. They are not done by outsiders. They are done by people within the church. Hallelujah. God's church cannot lack because God has everything he needs to move his church forward. Shout amen. So why do we go to unbelievers to seek talent from them when we have talent in the house of God? Why are you seated there? You are not using your talent and God is not happy with you. Shout amen. He gave some £10, some 5, some 1, and he said, occupy till I come. Use it, trade with it, work with it till I come. A day of reckoning is coming when everybody will be called before God and say, tell me, make account of your stewardship. The talent I gave to you, what did you use it for? And some of you will stand speechless before God. Hallelujah. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go on. What verse are we? Verse what? Verse 14. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded his servant to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first saying, Lord, thy pound had gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities? Shout amen. And the second came saying, Lord, thy pound had gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I fear thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou laidest not down, and reapest thou didst so, did not so. And he saith unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Hallelujah. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank,
that at my coming I might have required my own with usury. And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound and give it to him that had 10 pounds. You don't understand this parable. This is talking about what will happen in the regeneration. Hallelujah. Because we will have people, the bride of Christ, that will be ruling cities. The man that was given 10 pounds here, you see him when he overcame, as a good Christian, he did the work of the master. He served God, not minding financial gain, not minding his belly. He served God from the bottom of his heart. But see his reward in the regeneration. He said, take charge over 10 cities. Jesus told his disciples, he said, you will sit judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So also, all bride of Christ that will make it in the regeneration, what will happen? You will be judging the very area you were taken from. Hallelujah. Shout amen to that. So we'll be judging 10 cities, 20 cities, 50 cities. Why so? Just one city. It all depends on your faithfulness here on earth. Shout amen to that. I say shout amen to that. It is all dependent on your faithfulness to God here on earth. A lot of us, the gift we have received from God, we use it to serve our flesh. We use it to take care of ourselves. Forgetting that there is a master that has given us the gift to occupy with it, to trade with it. You have forgotten that whatever you eat, see, the flesh will perish one day. When a man dies, he is buried. Is that not? When a man dies, he is buried instantly. What goes is the spirit, is the soul. But that flesh, that is the greatest prison of man, that is the greatest problem of man, that flesh that is making you unfaithful, that has made you to be so carnal, misusing the gift of God, that flesh will perish. Hallelujah. And you will stand before God for judgment. And because of your unfaithfulness, the Bible said there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Shout hallelujah. To him who much is given, much is also expected. You are a mighty servant of God. The grace of God is so much upon your life, much is expected of you. Listen to me. Your name is known all over the place. Bright assembly, they are hailing you. Mighty man of God. Much is expected of you. While I was meditating, tears began to come out of my eyes. I said, God, help me to be faithful. Because I know if I am not true and faithful to his word, my judgment will be very great. Because God has anointed me to be a preacher of his word. Shout amen. And a preacher declares the entire counsel of the word of God. You should know what God wants. You should lead the people to do what God wants them to do. And so if you are unfaithful, every verse of scripture will stand against you on that day. And I began to sing this song, which I want you all to sing with me. Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. Sing from your heart. Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. There's a race, there's a race I must run. On. There's a victory to be won. Hallelujah! Give me power, oh, every hour, oh, to be. There's a race I must run. There's a victory to be won. Give me power, oh, every hour. To be true. There is a race you must run.
and there is a victory to be won.
My brothers and my sisters, the gifted ones in the house, whatever gift and talent God has given to you, there is a day of reckoning that you will stand before God to give an account of your stewardship. You will stand before God to give an account of your stewardship. I have given you this mighty gift of prophecy. You are able to see into the realm of the spirit. You know what it means to see into the realm of the spirit? To see angels. To see things that mortal eyes cannot see. And yet you cannot bow down and worship God. I fear God. I tremble before God. Who has given you this mighty gift? You have turned against him to use it to make merchandise. There is a day of judgment that is coming. There is a day of judgment that is coming. You will stand before God to give an account of your stewardship. You are a mighty preacher. When you preach, people hail you. When you preach, the anointing throw people away. And you cannot leave people to see in the depth of scripture, to having a fellowship and relationship with God. There is a day of judgment that is coming. And you will stand before God to give account of your stewardship.
Shout hallelujah. May God help us to be faithful. I said, may God help us to be faithful. On that day of judgment, we will not receive a rebuke, but we will receive recommendation in the name of Jesus. Can you shout amen to that?
Christ will determine the position of each saint according to his faithfulness towards his calling in the body of Christ.
Do not say, I'm not a prophet, I'm not a preacher, I'm not a pastor, I'm not an evangelist. You are a musician. And you know what it means to sing. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful talent. I like that gift. Shout amen.
You sing and the glory of God comes down. You sing and the power of God comes down. When you play your guitar, when you play it, demons are cast out.
David was called to strike the chord.
Hallelujah. When Saul was tormented of an evil spirit, and the servant of Saul told him, he said, there is a man in the house of Jesse. He can play. When he strike the chord, the demons will go. And he said, get me the lad. And they brought David. Can you shout amen? And when David struck the chord, the Bible says the evil spirit that was tormenting Saul departed.
What an anointing. That was the position Lucifer occupied in heaven. He was the anointed cherub that covers the throne.
When he opens his wings, all kinds of instruments begin to play.
That is why you see he is so much interested in the singing ministry in every church.
Hallelujah. In every church, the devil is so much interested in that ministry. And it causes all manner of carnality to be found among them.
But we thank God because it is not our story in the Bride Assembly. Can you shout amen to that?
Maybe you're only singing. Use it to the glory of God. You are here, your own is to do usher in the house of God. You have the power to stand and to coordinate. It's a gift. It's an ability. Not everybody can do it.
Sometimes when I sit and I see the way Bro Goze, that coordinator, the way he does this, you know, I was telling someone, I said, this brother is anointed for this office.
Shout amen. Not him alone, every one of them. Do it well. Serve God from the bottom of your heart. That is your gift in the body of Christ.
Not just that alone. So many gifts. God is going to help us. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Let's go back to the book of Revelation. There is no more time. What chapter are we now? Chapter 20 from verse what? What verse are we now? Verse 5. Amen.
But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years we have finished. This is the first resurrection.
Somebody shout the first resurrection. I can't hear you. Shout it loud and clear. The first resurrection.
Blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
I'm going to explain what the first resurrection is all about. Shout amen. You all know what resurrection means, is that not? Amen. To be caught
out of death. Shout amen. Now the first resurrection is resurrection unto eternal life. What did I say? It is resurrection unto eternal life. There are two kinds of resurrection in the Bible. We have the first resurrection, then we have the second resurrection. The first resurrection is resurrection unto eternal life. Why the second resurrection is resurrection unto eternal condemnation? It is also called the second death. And the first resurrection is broken down into three phases. How many phases? Three phases. I'm going to list everyone out for you to see. So if you have a Bible, begin to jot. Because when you get to your cell unit, sometimes these are the things you discuss. Whatever we preach here, sometimes take it, share it among yourself. You know better. Teach those who don't know. That's how to move forward. Amen. So pick up your pen and write this. It is broken down into three phases. That is the first resurrection. Resurrection unto eternal life is broken down into three phases. Hallelujah. The first phase had already taken place. Hallelujah. Let's see that in the book of Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27. The first phase had already taken place. First resurrection is broken down into three phases. Let's see the first phase that had already taken place. Matthew chapter 27. What verse are we? Okay, I'm the one to tell you that. Chapter 27 verse 51. Are you there? Are you there? Shout hallelujah. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, from verse 50, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain, from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened. Somebody shout open. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. When Jesus was killed on the cross, the Bible says he was buried, right? And on the third day, what happened? He resurrected. Before the third day, he first descended into the lower regions of the earth. He went to hell, and hell is broken down into two. We have the place where righteous spirits are kept. Then we have a place where, you know, wicked spirits are kept. The place where righteous spirits are kept are what? It's called paradise. And these righteous spirits are chained there by the devil. The devil is the custodian of these two parts of hell. Jesus descended into the lower regions. And what did he do? He began to loosen them up. Hallelujah. He broke the chain that in which they were bound and set them free. Hallelujah. And he made a show of the devil. Openly disgraced the devil. Can you shout amen to that? He delivered Abraham. He delivered Isaac. He delivered Jacob. He delivered all those righteous spirits that died in ages past. And when Jesus resurrected, this spirit also resurrected with him. Can you shout amen? And they were seen in the holy city Jerusalem for many days. This is the first phase of the first resurrection. It is resurrection unto eternal life. Can you shout amen to that? Now, let us see the second phase. The second phase is about to happen. And it will happen very soon. Shout hallelujah. Alright, I said the topic before I started. The age of regeneration is our topic for today. The age of regeneration. God bless you. The age of regeneration. Hallelujah. Can you shout amen to that? I can't hear you. Can you shout amen to that? How many of you are learning? If you are learning, wave your hands to Jesus. Amen. The Lord will take us to greater height in Jesus' name. Amen. The second phase is about to happen. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of 1 Thessalonians. Resurrection unto eternal life. Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We read that all the time. Chapter 4. From verse 13 to 18. Are you there? I read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 and 18 to 18. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also we sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. Can you shout amen? For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall do what? Shall rise first. Shout hallelujah. The second phase of the first resurrection. It is the rapture. Hallelujah. When the rapture takes place, what will happen? The dead in Christ will first rise. They will rise. I was thinking this morning, because I've heard a lot of preaching concerning this. Where will they rise to? Hallelujah. They will rise. And those of us who are alive on the earth will join them. And together will we go and be with the Lord. This is the second phase of the first resurrection, the rapture. Now, what is the third phase of the first resurrection? We just read it. Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. God bless you. Our sisters are on fire. Praise God. Brothers, sisters are just challenging you. What are you doing? The sisters are studying. Eh? Shout hallelujah. We are believing God that very soon our library is going to be fortified. Can you shout amen to that? You know, some of you go to the library, you get disappointed. What will I read here? Nothing. Very soon, that place will be fortified. Shout hallelujah. When you get to the library, you can sit down comfortably, pick any book you want to pick, you study, you read, you grow in the Lord. And God is going to help us in Jesus' name. Shout hallelujah. Amen. But besides, now that the library has not gotten to the position we are believing God for, there are tapes at the tape stand there, there are books there, there are a lot of things there. Go and manage what you have for now. A tape, a CD is just 100 there. I went to an intermessage church. I asked for the price of one DVD. 300 for one. Just for one message. 300. And I wrote a short note to the pastor. I said, sir, this thing is too expensive. You have messages of part one, part two, part, till part seven. I saw one message from part one to part seven. One DVD. Just for one message. 300. How much will I spend to buy just one topic? When I sent the message, I was rebuked hotly. Pastor rebuked me. Hallelujah. He rebuked me. I was so ashamed that day. But our pastor here is so loving. Hallelujah. A DVD here, a CD, 100 naira. 100 naira. I expect by now your house, when I come to your house, bread assembly DVD will be all over the place, CD. But some of you will hardly buy this thing. Why? What is 100 naira? Why yogurt, fan eyes is 100. God is going to help us. In Jesus, let's change our attitude. You come to me, give me material, go and buy the ones that have been preached there. Amen. God is going to help us in Jesus' name. Now, the first resurrection I told you is broken down into how many phases? Three phases. We have the first fruits, those that resurrected with Christ. Then we have those that will go in the rapture. Then we have the martyred saints, souls of them that were beheaded for the testimony of Jesus. Revelation chapter 20 verse 4 is there. Shout amen. What verse are we in now? We have a very long way to go, but we have to round up. There's no more time. What verse are we? Revelation chapter 20 verse 7. Shout amen. Verse 7. Shout amen. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth. Gog and Magog. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Shout hallelujah. To gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Shout amen. This is the end of the devil.
the man that have made the whole earth to do what? To tremble. He has an end. And his end is in the lake of fire. Because God is just about to do what? To establish the new heavens and the new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. So the devil should not have a part and a place anymore. He should be annihilated. Where? In the lake of fire. Shout amen. And some of you think the lake of fire, the fire will burn for 1,000 years. We burn. See, the Bible calls it the second death. The second death is in the lake of fire. Death. What is death? Death means cessation of life. Hallelujah. It means your life has ceased. And once your life ceased, can you have life again? No. The second death is in the lake of fire. Don't think there will be living souls in the lake of fire, crying, oh, shouting fire, fire, for years. No. The lake of fire is for final consummation of everything evil. Souls in the lake of fire will be burnt up to ashes. Shout amen. And hell will cease from existing. Hellfire will cease from existing. You think God is one God that does not have compassion? For thousands of years, he will see people in hell crying, shouting, and I will be there looking at them. God is not like that. Those that will be thrown into hell do not have anything in them that fear God. They cannot repent. So what else? They have to be burnt up to ashes. And hell will cease from existing. No more hellfire. No more hell. All we now have is the new heaven and the new earth. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? The devil will be released from his prison after 1,000 years is over to go around the earth to do what? To deceive men and women living on the earth. You ask yourself, how come now? How will these people be so easily deceived? How come? I want you to know that during the judgment of nations, a lot of people, mortal flesh, will be granted access into the new millennium. Why? Because they gave help and assistance to the children of Israel. By that act alone, God will be so pleased and God will permit them entrance into the new millennium. Shout amen. Although they have not come into a one-to-one relationship with God. Amen. So they will be tried and tested. You know, the testing place of every man is the earth. The angels were tested on the earth. Shout amen. They passed the test. And today, all angels in heaven are wonderful, clean, purified angels that can never sin. Because there is nothing in them that can sin. Right now, human beings, we are going through our test. And those that will pass the test will be taken up in the rapture. You know, the foolish virgins will also go through their trials. Those among them that will be qualified will meet us in the new millennium. We have passed our test. Hallelujah. What about the mortal flesh that will be allowed? They will be granted access into the new millennium by virtue of their deed to the children of Israel. Devil will now be released to go and test them again. Because they too must have to pass. Those that will pass will join us. Those that will fail, hell. Shout amen. Shout hallelujah. So when the devil is released, he will go around the four corners of the world and gather people. Some people will be so foolish, they will follow the devil. Yes, let's go and fight against Jesus in the camp of the saint Jerusalem. Will be so foolish to do that. After they have seen the handiwork of God, they have seen the righteousness of God fully established on the earth, they have seen this wonderful innovation in the regeneration, they will still follow the devil. And while they are gathering themselves to make war against Jesus, God has no time. What will he do? He will just release fire from heaven. And fire will devour them. And they will be consumed. Shout hallelujah. Let's quickly round up. What verse are we now? Sorry, my Bible is just flying. Verse 11. And I saw a great white throne. And he that sat on it, from whence fled the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their work. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their work. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Resurrection to condemnation. Hallelujah.
When the trumpet sounds, when the rapture takes place, the righteous saint will resurrect. Those of us who are alive will go. But what about those who died as sinners? Have you asked yourself, what will happen to them? What will happen? They will still be there. Even while we are enjoying our 1,000 years reign on earth with Christ, they will still be there. Hallelujah. This is their home. This is when they will come in. Hallelujah. When the final great white throne judgment begins and God sits on his throne. Death and hell, those who have died and are in hell, resurrect. The sea, wherever they are, release all their dead and they will come before God for the final and white throne judgment. Hallelujah. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. He said, and whatsoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. For what? Final destruction. Final annihilation. They will be burnt up and will no longer exist. Second death. It will not be your portion in Jesus' name. I believe everybody here, everybody seated here, you all have your name written in the book of life. If you know you are one of them, lift up your hands and wave it to Jesus. In the city where the Lamb is the light. Rise on your feet and take that song to God. The city where there cometh no night. Hallelujah. Have a mansion over there. I'll be free from tomorrow's death. I am going where the Lamb is the Lamb. Sing that song once again. Hallelujah. In the city where the Lamb is the Lamb. Hallelujah. The city. In Jesus' name we pray. You have heard the word of God this morning. Have you made up your mind to serve God in spirit and in truth? Have you made up your mind to drop away your carnality and walk with God just as the apostles did? Have you made up your mind that, Lord, when you come in the rapture, I will not be left behind? If you have made up your mind, can you wave your hands to Jesus? Begin to talk to God. Say, God, here am I. Make me a better Christian. Lift up your voice wherever you are. Begin to pray. Make me a better Christian. I want to serve you. I want to walk with you. I want to love you. Make me a better Christian. Lift up your voice and begin to talk to God. You have a talent. You have been given something with which you can serve God. One of these days you will be called forth to give account of your stewardship. When you come before God, what will you see? Open your voice, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Make me a better Christian. Oh, keep me faithful. Make me faithful. Keep me true, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In the city where the Lamb is the Lamb. Hallelujah. The city where the promise through us. Hallelujah. Have a mansion over there. Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true.
Keep me true,
keep me true.
Lord Jesus, keep me true.
From the bottom of your heart, pray that prayer.
There's a rain.
We thank you for your word. The entrance of the word giveth light. Thank you for the light today, Lord. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a great privilege, Father, to be in your presence. And we pray, Holy Spirit of God, that we shall find the refreshing in your presence today. We are here, Heavenly Father, to give you worship. May you release the spirit of worship upon your children today in the name of Jesus. Today is a special day, O Lord, in this assembly. Once every month, we come to celebrate the cross of Calvary. The body and blood of Jesus Christ offered for us. Father, may we have the full benefit of the cross today in the name of Jesus.